Hello, hello. Welcome to Not By Bread Alone. Thank you for listening. If you're new here, my name is Sophia. And if you're not new, welcome back. Okay, enough of the intro. Happy Easter, everyone. In lieu of Easter, I wanted to talk about salvation, since that is what Easter celebrates, that Jesus died for each one of us and rose again. And we celebrate that he has risen to save each of us. And it is as simple as accepting a gift like you would on Christmas. But he has given you the most precious gift, and that being eternal life in heaven. I think sometimes we may not realize what is missing from our lives, but yet we have this feeling of being unsatisfied with everything we're trying to be satisfied with. So maybe it's drinking, maybe it's spending money, maybe it's smoking weed. You know, we're doing these things in hopes it's going to satisfy us in what is missing. And we may not have peace, or we're feeling overwhelmed, carrying shame from our past or guilt. And then yet we see others feeling the same way and think, I guess that's just life. We all feel this way. But what if I told you your life didn't have to be that way? And yes, so many do feel that way. I heard that accepting Jesus as your savior is a package deal. That salvation is regeneration, adoption, redemption, and so much more. And how true that it is. That your salvation is all those things. And my life is proof of that. So let's get a little deeper into this. Let me explain a few things. Let's talk about hell. We are warned that hell is entered through a highway and that heaven is a narrow gate. So hell was never intended or made for humans. It was for Satan and his demon, or demons, I guess I should say. God warns that there is a highway to hell, and heaven is entered through a narrow gate. Well, what do you mean, Sophia? How can you speak of such a loving God, but yet he'll send people to hell? That doesn't sound very loving. You're right, that doesn't. But let me explain. There's a price for our sins, for your sins, for my sins, and there's a choice in how you choose to live. Either you accept Jesus as your Savior, as he has paid the price for your sin, for my sin, or you don't accept it. And you yourself have to pay the price. And that price leads you to hell. Not accepting Jesus as your Savior, who already died, overcame the grave, conquered hell, you know, already did all that for you and me. You just have to accept it, the free gift, or yourself will have to pay the price. So it's a narrow gate. Choosing to accept Jesus, allowing him to guide you and be part of your life. It's a more narrow choice to the highway. The highway being the easier choice. The choice of doing life without God. Without, maybe I could even say, self-control. Without asking God to be a part of your life, every aspect of your life. Doing, you know, maybe just anything and everything you feel like or don't feel like. is the opposite of accepting and allowing God to be in your life. I like to think of it like a fitness routine. So let's say you're trying to get in shape, right? To get in shape, you can eat right, exercise regularly, have self-discipline to reach that fitness goal, which is a more narrow way. So being fit, we're using as an analogy here, that's the narrow way, accepting Jesus, being fit. Or the flip side would be the highway. What's the highway? Well, don't work out. Don't care about what you eat. Don't exercise. Go for the fifth donut. The highway. The easier way. Your choice. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord. So we are all sinners. And the price we have to pay is death or eternal life by accepting Jesus as your Savior. John chapter 8, verse 23. Jesus continued, "You are from below, I am from above. You belong to this world, I do not. That is why I said that you will die to your sins, for unless you believe I am who I claim to be, you will die to your sins." He loves you just as you are in this present moment. No changing, nothing, just accepting it, that he's your Savior. He loved you before you could choose not to believe. So when you were that little sweet little tot running around, he loved you. You don't even love him back, and yet despite that, he still loves you. Accepting Jesus as your Savior gets your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It is the very best decision you can make for yourself. I honestly do not understand why anyone would not want to accept it. Unless maybe they have never been told what I just shared. I will continue to speak of the amazing things God has done and continues to do in my life in hopes that it will strike something within someone who hasn't believed yet, and they will start to believe. In a moment, I will say a prayer, so if you want to accept Jesus as your Savior, you can. Before I do that, I want to speak a little more on the package deal I mentioned earlier. Once you have accepted Jesus as your Savior, I really encourage you to allow him to be in every aspect of your life. Nothing is too silly to him. I'm at this point now where I'm sharing with my girls, especially Leona because she's older, how important it is that relationship with God. And I tell her all the time that God cares about anything you care about. Nothing is too small or too big. Just as, you know, I'm a parent, maybe you're a parent, I don't know. Just as you want to know everything that's going on in your child's life, that is how God is to you as an adult. He wants to be near you, to guide you, and to help you. I promise that if you pray and ask for him to guide you, help you, be with you, you will experience a whole new way of living. I hope some of you feel encouraged today. And at this point, this moment, I I want to go ahead and start with the prayer. So if you want to accept Jesus as your Savior, say this prayer. Dear Lord, please come into my life. Dwell in my heart. I believe that you sent Jesus to die for my sins and he rose again. God, renew me, guide me, rebuild me. I'm yours. Amen. If you said that prayer, I am so happy for you, and the heavens are celebrating in honor of you. Happy Easter, everyone. And remember, go and let your light shine.